Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs, or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. In addition to Josh B, Chris D, thank you for that. And Daniel Z. Nice. That's a repeat donation from Chris D. And Daniel Z, that's your first. Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, you don't have to do the multiple donations, guys. If everybody just dropped $5 or $10 in there, then we're golden. That puts us at, it was at $769 needed on the great food giveaway with tampons. What was I going to do? I think I was going to call Pooh Bear. Set up the high-tech phone line. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Call Pooh Bear, mobile on speaker. Oh, wait a minute. She might be sleeping. I know she was sleeping when I went potty. Yeah, I'm going to give up. I don't want to wake her up. Hope I didn't already. All right. Thanks, as always, to Werner Roofing. Damn it. Excuse me. WernerRoofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R. That's who you need to think of when it comes to roofing. Roofing, metal roofs, siding, gutters. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. One of my latest and greatest sponsors. They're all great, but this is one of the new ones. They put a new roof on this house, and the process was fairly simple. I reached out. I said, hello. I'm interested in knowing more. By the end of the day, I had a phone call. I had set up for the following day her fellow named Chris to come by. And, you know, I mean, looks dressed like $1 million. Everybody looks the part. Professional. Clean, courteous. It wasn't some dude who just showed up in a truck with rust falling off the damn thing. Fantastic looking vehicle, top notch operation. And they went ahead and gave me an estimate, and I had two other estimates. Their estimate was right in the middle of the three. It wasn't the cheapest and it wasn't the most expensive, but between the three, we're looking at $1,000 on a $25,000 roof. Okay. They also have a apparatus on wheels. It's a dumpster on wheels. So they have the ability, as they're de-roofing, to the cleanup is so precise and efficient. It's also a compactor. It's fucking incredible. And they throw all the shit in there and then it's gone. They go over the outside of the home so thoroughly, I have found one nail, and it was on my deck. They go around the house with these gigantic magnets. They're intense. And they got the work done very, very quick. Nobody that was working said a word to me because nobody spoke English. I was trying to, like, be friendly. But I didn't want anybody who spoke English because if these people don't speak English, they work harder than the people who would speak English. Like Joe Martinez, he speaks Spanish, but he also speaks English. So he has that element of lazy fuck in him. Not totally. He's a better worker than you and I ever will be because we're not Mexican. But if you get full-blown Mexicans who don't even speak English at your place, motherfucker, they're going to kill it. Chris says that the hammering podcast was incredible. We did that podcast with them directly above me. Chris says it sounded like they were right above you. They were right above me for a good portion of it. They started right at the podcast studio point of the roof. Anyway, WernerRoofing.com. Get yourselves some of that Mexican ass today. These people work harder than you or I. Hopefully they are all legal or they have like plenty of great ways to have like illegal documentation. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that when Trump tries to get rid of all our illegal immigrants that are here working very, very hard in our fields and putting our roofs on and shit like that, that they say, ay, 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 here's my documentation. And they go, all right, it looks like you're in- I hope that the fakes are so good that they can't deport these people. You don't want the workforce decimated. Who else am I talking about here? Speaking of Mexican, Joe Martinez over at A&E Heating and Cooling. If your furnace goes out during this cold snap, God help you. But you can get a quick response by calling 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Online at AE. HeatingCooling.net. Or if you just want to get some type of furnace tune-up, they can help with that too. Or maybe a brand new furnace. We just got one last year because of Joe. He said, easy, this one's about to puke. You got to replace it or something bad's going to happen. I said, all right, do it. Get after it with A&E Heating and Cooling. This is the scene again from Ohio when Michigan beat Ohio State. Some of you are just going to love to see this. Others are not. You're going to hate it, but this right here. There the guys are. They're all happy. Joyful. That's when they start to plant the flag. One way, the other way. The other way, and then the other way, and then, okay. Now, you also notice that when that happened, it didn't go into the ground because it's not grass. It's field turf. It's that synthetic material. You can't actually plant a flag, but just the act of it was enough to piss off all of these guys who they came running after that incident. And they wanted to kick some ass. And we're all better people from having witnessed that shit. There you go. That's when they were playing the feud. Back that up. See number 80 saying, come on. Yeah. All right, they're all the cops. A little bit of pushing and shoving. No big deal. Cops ended up busting out the pepper spray and sprayed these guys. Yeah, take this, motherfucker. Which was also good. You had Michigan planting their flag. That's great. You had Ohio State want to kick their ass. That's great. You had the cops saying, all right, bitches, here comes the pepper spray. fans.
We're good.
All right, they're getting the hell out of there. Going home.
We're good.
It's over. It's all over. Now, I thought this was done. I thought this was over and done with. It is not. In the great state of Ohio, Representative Josh Williams says, representative for the people, husband to Niera, father to Matthew. I'm an attorney and a college professor. He writes, I am proud to introduce a bill into the State House of Ohio. He's a state congressman. I am introducing the Ohio Sportsmanship Act to make flag planting at midfield a felony in the state of Ohio. This is great. Are you kidding me? He is such a bitch that he's trying to... Okay. If I'm in the state government and because to pass a bill, it's a pain in the ass. You got to do so much work. It's got to go into committee and it's hard. It takes a significant amount of time to get it to work. And he's willing to do this. I mean, and every bit of time that you spend in session, you know, that all costs money. And there are so many amazing things to, further have committees about, real important things. The fact that you're trying to change the law to make it against the law to plant a flag, I believe anyone who does that has something called the Constitution to say, fuck you. God damn it. Branjo says, I sense a good bit of Eric Zane mocking voice incoming. You know, I wasn't, but now that you mentioned, this has got to be a felony. It sounds like some of you people that were pissed off about the insurance industry. Chris says, good thing all the other problems are solved. This dude legit is doing this. He says behavior, planting flags should be a felony in the state of Ohio. Behavior that incites violent brawls and puts our law enforcement officers in danger has no place on the football field. Well, first of all, it wasn't a violent brawl. I believe a couple guys got pushed. You got 30,000 comments on this. Joe Kinsey wrote, Ohio State Representative Josh Williams did the right thing and introduced a bill that would make flag planting at Ohio Stadium a felony. This is exactly how you keep a rivalry going strong. Kudos to Williams. Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Can you imagine if they planted a flag and the cops show up and start to strong arm these guys? Representative Williams then followed it up with, because ESPN did a story on it. Great reporting by ESPN on the true intentions of the bill. Our rivalry is alive and well, but so is the risk of injury when we engage in this type of conduct. What a bunch of bitches. You know, when that rivalry in the 1970s was going on, let's say Michigan goes to Columbus, at the hotel, they would shut all the water off. And then you go to the hotel desk and say, what's up with the water? Yeah, we had a water outage. Don't know what the problem is. It's weird. I don't know. Or they'd pull the fire alarms, get the team up, moving around. That's how this is. So shut the fuck up. I'm anxious to see what the folks at ESPN have to say about this. Chris says, introducing a bill next week that makes it a felony for any team from Michigan to win a football game in Ohio. Young Adam Schwab says, I hate U of M, but I'm glad they beat Ohio State. And make it very, very clear, I have always said that I wanted Michigan to lose because of the fans, not because of the team. I like the team. Paul Feinbaum is talking about this exact thing with some bald lady. I don't know if she's going through cancer treatment or what, but this is the only time Paul Feinbaum has been on the screen and he's had more hair than the person who's interviewing him.
The last time that Ohio State played at home, Michigan beat them, and they planted their flag midfield. An Ohio lawmaker has proposed making flag planting at Ohio State Stadium a felony. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm usually not wild about state legislators trying to get publicity, but in this case, he's got the right idea. This needs to end, but ultimately, it's really up to Ryan Day. You don't need a state law.
Look at the size of his ears. Wow.
You don't need the Supreme Court to rule on this. You simply need head coaches doing their jobs and telling players, don't do it, or you won't be on the team. And I think that would solve it. I would also tell my team, the next time Michigan comes to town, try winning the game.
All right. That's a very uninteresting point of view. All right. I think it surprises me that anybody would even support this, something as dumb as this. Maze in Blue 27 says, when Woody Hayes was coach at Ohio State, they wouldn't get gasoline in Michigan. Kenny, with an amazing reminder, do not forget the Lions game coming up. Are you calling Kyle today? I don't think it would surprise you or anyone to know that I did not remember. I guess Stevie gets credit for mentioning it first. Let's do that. Let's call up Kyle and see what he's doing and talk about our beloved Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell. Watch your ears. You know me. Hey, buddy. How are you? I hope I didn't just blow everybody's ears out. Hello. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry, I missed it already.
I sometimes when I turn on the phone, it's like super loud and it blows everybody's ears out.
Oh shit! Is that what just happened?
Yeah. So I hope I didn't. I hope I didn't do that. But anyway, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I just transferred. I'm driving, baby.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm good.
The weather is quite bad.
Yeah, we shut down today, so Daddy's chilling at home today. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, good deal. Are you driving right now? No.
Well, I'm letting the car warm up, but yeah, my phone just connected to the truck, and I was like, oh fuck.
Okay, last time we talked was leading up to the Green Bay game, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, and hey, what a game, huh?
Yeah, and I know you were at the bar, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to Uccello's. There was maybe five or six of us there. And get this, Eric Zane. So the fucking place was packed, right, of course, which was awesome. You know, a bunch of Lions fans, really good times and shit. But then everybody I was with, you know, some of, you know, they have kids. My father-in-law was there. I don't really know what he was doing. But everybody took off, right? So, like, the last guy that left probably left in, like, the beginning of the fourth quarter. So, fucking, here I am just by myself, right, watching the rest of the game. And fucking, you know, when it's done, you know, there's just strangers around. I'm talking to strangers, you know, I'm just high-fiving. There's a smelly old dude that was there. I didn't give a fuck, dude. I gave him a high-five. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You gotta make friends with those people.
You have to, dude.
So that was incredible. And they win, and now I guess there's a couple guys that are getting healthy, and they got a tough game coming up Sunday against fucking Buffalo.
I know, dude. It's going to be such a wild game, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, if the fucking Rams can beat them, dude, we can fucking beat them, dude.
Yes, exactly. So that'll be huge. That'll be huge. My God. Did you happen to see where the Lions fan got into it with Matt LaFleur?
Yeah. So I had no clue that was going on, but then I watched the, you know, like the coverage or like stories on it the next day, and I was like, all right, so you wouldn't catch me doing that, but also, fuck yeah, dude. You know, like, we're getting good enough where we can just start fucking with people, dude. And Matt LaFleur was like, he was like a little bitch about it, you know.
He was a bitch about it.
I'm like, fuck off.
He was. The guy was talking about, you know, how when he had done that to other coaches, that everybody was always pretty cool about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. When you look at Matt LaFleur, like, you know that, like, in high school, like, he was, like, his friends were like, oh, let's go do this. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell, dude.
All right. But you know what happened to that Lions fan? They ended up revoking his season tickets.
Yeah, I just read that, like, yesterday. I'm like, come on. Like, don't play politics, dude. It's football, you know? Fuck
yeah. The only thing I can think of is that the league might have come down on the Lions.
Yeah, I guess that could be. Roger Goodell's kind of a bitch, too. So I get that.
All right, what is your prediction, then?
All right, well, you know what, Eric Zane? Like, I'm like 50-50 on, is this going to be a fucking shootout? Or is it going to be like low, like just shock everybody and be low scoring? I don't think there's going to be a middle ground, dude. I think it's either going to be super high scoring or super low scoring. But we're wearing the black jerseys and we're at home, so I'm going to go shootout, okay? So I think we're going to fucking win 49-46, let's say.
All right. Be safe. I appreciate you, and everybody's glad that you're with us.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Deuces.
There you go. He had us on that Bluetooth, and I think it was messing everybody up. You know? 49-46? Oh, boy. I hope it's not like that. I don't... I'm glad the game is on at 4:30, though. I just... Those night games, they mess me up. Thank you for the reminder. We are now square. Oops. Yo, it's me again.
Hey, Dan, before I know we just hung up, but I also got to say this, we didn't talk about it. Dan Campbell, dude, just fucking stoned, dude, big old cock. I mean, what a fourth down call. That's all I wanted to say, dude.
It was amazing. I'm glad you got that off your chest. And thank you for calling back, because it was. But you know what? That's the type of call where if it got fucked up, we're talking about how much of a bitch he is.
I know. I mean, it almost fucked up. But Jared Goff and a skinny-ass leg somehow pulled it off. But I'm just saying, dude. I mean, Dan Campbell was right, dude. He was like, hey, our defense, we got a bunch of grocery baggers fucking playing linebacker. He's like, we can't give it back, dude. And I just loved it. So that's all I wanted to say, dude.
Jared Goff and his skinny ass legs.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm just saying. When you see him play football, I'm just like, there's no way he's almost not standing. Those things are gonna. You know what I mean?
I know it. You're right. He does have a couple of pins. Jesus Christ. He looks like he's got AIDS.
You know what? He does look a little pale in the face sometimes too. So you know it could be.
All right, now we're good.
All right, now we're good. All right, love you guys. Deuces.
All right, see ya. Yeah, he had to turn that around. He'd been wanting to say that, I guess. Tyler says he does have little bird legs. Oh, yeah. He doesn't look like an MVP candidate quarterback. Chris says the Lions got some players back from injured reserve. Tyler says we just sealed the Lions' victory this week thanks to Kyle. Let's see. Yeah, very good. Always, always good to do that. Okay. I got something else. I swear I do. All right. So I got plant the flag, asshole. Fuck that guy. It's so stupid. Jesus, what a waste of time. There's a story going around. A bunch of NFL football players are getting robbed, burglarized. Their homes. I think Travis Kelce and Mahomes, separate incidents, they were robbed. And now the latest is Joe Burrow, the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
By the way, make sure you say Bengals always, like Ben Goals. Like not Seagulls, but you say Ben Goals. Bengals. Not Bangles. If somebody says Bengals, they're assholes. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. And I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about, but Chris sent it my way, so let's check it out.
Last night, influencer slash model Olivia Ponton called the Ohio Police Department to let them know that Joe Burrow's house was burglarized. Now, why was Olivia Ponton in the suburbs of Cincinnati on a Monday night in December at the house of someone who was playing a football game?
I would say that they're dating, right? Super, super attractive woman. Guy goes out, goes for the football game, and she stays home and watches the house. She's date, right?
Dallas, Texas. Let's start at the beginning. NFL players and NBA players keep having their houses burglarized while they're playing games. The NFL even sent a league-wide memo out to every player in the NFL to make sure that they have the proper security in place at their home. Unfortunately for Joe Burrow, last night, while he was playing on Monday Night Football in Texas, his home was broken into. We later learned it was called in by none other than Olivia Ponton. So Olivia Ponton arrives at Joe Burrow's house and discovers that someone...
He calls her Ponton, and then he calls her Ponton.
...had broken in. Ponton reportedly phoned her mother, Diane, which is so... I know a lot of people that would do the same thing in that situation. Instead of calling the police, Diane calls the police for her, says Olivia's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside.
I don't understand this guy's video. Why is he being so cheeky about this? What's ridiculous about anything that's happened up to this point?
Why does it cheeky? I mean, who knows? I mean, a stressful situation. Ponton.
I kind of hate this guy.
Then later called the police and said, somebody broke into my house. It's like completely messed. Who is this diva?
This is cringy, as people say. This is making me cringe.
Who is this diva? And to make this story even wilder, HCSO docs state that she is quote unquote employed by Mr. Burr. Employed how? What do you mean by that? There are a lot of weird factors here, Joe, obviously.
Okay, so somebody broke into the house and she was there when someone broke in. Why are you... I want to kick this fucking fat fuck's ass.
He had a fiance slash girlfriend. Don't know if they're still together. It seems like not. Olivia.
He's like a gossip bitch. Fuck this guy. I don't watch another second of this asshole. This is Burrow. He talked about the incident.
And way more is our...
I'm fucked up. right, here we go. Joe Burrow.
What's up? I'll start out by saying something before any questions today. So obviously, everybody has heard what has happened. I feel like my privacy has been violated in more ways than one. And way more is already out there than I would want out there and that I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that.
I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about. If he's talking about the break-in or if he's talking about that he's dating a girl. What?
Out of all of that, without getting into it, is that probably the most frustrating thing? Is that just how much is out there, not even just about the incident, just the amount of just information that is.
You can't hear him, nor can I. I can barely hear him. They're talking about expanding on the frustration idea.
That's probably the most frustrating thing about all that?
It's part of it. We live a public life, and you know, one of my least favorite parts of that is the lack of privacy, and that has been difficult for me to deal with my entire career. Still learning, but I understand it's the life that we choose. Doesn't make it any.
Does anyone in the chat understand what the fuck is going on here? Is he more concerned about the fact that the world now knows that he's dating a girl? What's the problem? Why would anybody? Is he more concerned about the fact that people are talking about him and who was watching his house, or the fact that someone broke into his house?
Any easier to deal with?
Or is he talking about both? I can't do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know you don't want to talk about it, but from a safety standpoint, how do you feel about your safety and knowing that this hasn't just happened to you now? Like, this is
okay. She's asking about how do you feel from a safety standpoint. How do you feel about all this?
Now, a thing with professional athletes feeling targeted. Do you feel like you need to up your security?
Oh, God,
like, how do you
damn
feel
it
in terms of your safety?
I've said everything I want to say about it.
Okay. All right. She's not saying anything. All right. It's fucked up. The way they wrote it is Joe Burrow was extremely emotional at his press conference today after his home invasion and rumors about his private life. Okay. I don't know why anybody would ever park on, oh, guess what? He's dating a girl. Who gives a fuck? Tyler says, the person says, yeah, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm still going to ask you. Chris says it came out that she's employed for him. So people are saying it was a prostitute. Yeah, I don't know about that. Chris says that guy who made that video is mad because the phone call to 911 wasn't the time the girl said. He said, she lied to my ears. Linda says she's a social media influencer. Yeah, I got that much of it. But, God, it's... Yeah, I guess he didn't want it. I think he's more upset by that getting out, whatever it is this is, then the whole fact that his house got broken into. Tyler says the weirdest factor was that video of whoever that was doing that silly fucking video. Rebecca says she's the side chick. He's mad because she was the side piece, I think, and it just exposed it to everyone. Wait a minute. Is he married? That God, I don't know, man. This is fucked up. I don't give a shit about any of this. Fuck it. I hope he has a side piece. No one cares. So dumb. Charity Scam Mike is what he does for a living is he installs alarms. And people nowadays with like their Simply Safe systems. They think that they're safe, but they're not. And a lot of those are web-based. And thieves, especially in bigger cities like in Detroit, they are now going ahead and they get near the house and they'll turn on a scrambler, which defeats Simply Safe. And then they'll take a ladder and put it up. They'll actually rob people while they're still in the house. It's happened a lot in and around that area. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you serious? I go, does that help you and your business? He goes, oh, yeah. Hell, a lot of my business left because of those products. But now that the bad guys have figured out how to defeat it, and I'm not saying that's how Joe Burrow's home was broken into, but since the bad guys figured out how to defeat it, now they're calling me back saying, you got to hook us back up. Holy shit. All right. Kenny gives us some clarification. Joe Burrow's love life has come under the microscope after it was revealed that a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model reported the burglary at his $7.5 million mansion and not girlfriend Olivia Holzmacher. Okay, now we're talking. Now there's a little bit more juice. I know I said, I don't give a fuck. No, I kind of do. Why didn't that just come out? Why was that so difficult? Joe Burrow's love life. Burrow was almost 1,000 miles away when Olivia Ponton did that. It's unclear why she was at his home. Sheriff's office in their report said that she's employed by Mr. Burrow. She, you know, I can't get on board with this. You know, if that's a side piece, I doubt it. She's probably just a pal, you know? And now everybody's just connecting dots, and because if he's at the game with his significant other, 1,000 miles away, and friend of the family is watching the house. What the fuck is the big deal? Her presence at his home is most surprising given he's been in a relationship with Holzmacher for the best part of 7 years. Yeah, I'm not buying that. When it says employed, everybody's assuming she's a prostitute. She's not. She might just be fucking watching the house, a house sitter. Eagle-eyed fans speculated that Olivia appeared to be wearing an engagement ring. This is bullshit. Come on, guys. So dumb. I mean, it's always fun to try to find the juicy thing, but that's, I don't think there's any legs to that story. Linda writes, Jason Kelce is a lazy dick. People have been left too stunned to speak after Kylie Kelce admitted that her husband, Jason Kelce, does not watch their kids. The article from Yahoo Entertainment says, ever since Taylor Swift started dating NFL star Travis Kelce last year, it seems as though everybody associated with him has seen their public profile skyrocket. That's entirely true. So I guess in the scope of their podcast, Jason Kelce's wife said that he doesn't even watch the kids. She revealed, when I have to do something, coaching something for Eagles Autism Foundation, a podcast, a doctor's appointment, even I will schedule childcare. Kylie said, then said that this sometimes means that Jason will also be at home and available while somebody else is watching their kids. She shared, if that means that he's at the house and someone else is there and that's what we have going on, he will not be watching the kids. Oh, fuck. All right. So then people are like busting his balls, saying that that's bullshit. He must just suck at it, you know? Frankly, I'm thankful that I got to do all those things. First of all, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if Aram writes, can I have the last 15 minutes back? Yeah, sorry. Trying to track down that story was a little bit dull. My apologies. Kenny says it's not called watching the kids. It's called being a fucking parent. Yeah, I get that. But these are wealthy people. These are very, very wealthy people. Kenny calls them a loser dad. Yeah, I love the fact that I had to watch all those kids. That gave me so much material that I have to plant my flag in doing what I do. And frankly, when you have those moments when you watch kids and the shit hits the fan, I just saw a video of some dad where his kid is in the other room saying, Dad, you won't believe this. I put a chip clip on my penis. You got to see it. And the dad goes, no, what are you fucking talking about? It's shit like that when you're watching kids. When Jackie says, Dad, it's only rude if I say she's fat. If it's Dad, we got to go and all that shit. The things that my kids did to give me some of the greatest moments for storytelling. You have to do that. Chris says, easy, I forget. Is there Ben and Eric today? Yes. 7 p.m. is about when that will start. Who are these free beers? At about 6. I have a number of clips. I have, let's see, I think it was 21 clips ready to go. I should probably give you a taste of what is coming up on that. Yeah. Freebeer gives the details of a story about a school bus driver who kicked all the kids off the bus. And then Kelly reacts the way Kelly reacts. Take a listen.
They were helped by a stranger who saw 40 kids standing at an intersection alone.
That's one of those moments where she makes these alien-like chirps and screeches and odd sounds.
They were helped by a stranger who saw 40 kids standing at an intersection alone.
God. I isolated just that part. I don't even know how to encapsulate that. Jeremy says, why does she insist on making those noises that turn me on so much? Linda says, you need to send Kelly the supercut of her weird fucking noises. You mean this one?
Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
Jeremy writes, I came. Holy shit. All right. That is just the tip of the iceberg. We've got dead end moments where Hot Wings is talking. There's a moment in particular they're talking about one topic. I'm not gonna spoil it all. And this is a phenomenon that happens where they'll talk an entire segment about one thing or a portion of a segment about one topic. And then when he provides the anecdote, that's the last thing that's spoken about. And while he's telling it, nobody interacts with him. And then it just kind of dissipates like a fart in the wind. And as much as I love to throw Hot Wings under the bus with his stories, this one isn't like that bad, nor is it that long. But they're so used to not supporting him that they just fucking let it die. It's terrible. It's a horrible example. Aram says, what were people talking about regarding Kelly on segment 17? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't followed it. I don't know what's going on. Aram says, one thing I was going to ask if that dude can host a trivia night on Ben and Eric, and we all put in a couple of dollars. Now, this is another one of those moments. It happens usually 9 out of 10 times that I read Aram's questions, where I just feel like he's having a conversation in his brain and he's thinking that we're all like paying attention to it. And then it comes out on the chat and we don't know what the fuck he's talking about. One of the things I was going to ask is if that dude can host a trivia night. I do not know who that is, nor what you are talking about. Oh, he follows up. What is the guy's name who does Rubia nights? I think you mean trivia. And, I happen to remember, but I'm not sure of the name. I'm thinking that that might be a dude in Massachusetts. You got to provide the appropriate context when you write things because, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just... Jeremy asks if Aram's having a stroke. Yeah, agreed. Sit a couple plays out. I suggest drink a water, maybe some tea, run around the block, and maybe, I don't know, fire that off in an email as opposed to the chat so that we can know what the fuck you're talking about. Kenny does an impression. It's kind of like, remember that one dude from that one movie? Tyler says, Aram needs to pass the concussion protocol before returning. The quickest way for me, as the podcast host, to forget anything that I'm talking about is for me to finish talking what I'm talking about. If there's a callback to something, there's about a 99% chance that I am not going to understand what the fuck is going on. That's just how my brain operates. Asshole of the day in moments. Frank Fuss is the insurance agent of record on the show. He specializes in healthcare.gov, life insurance, Medicare, and Social Security planning. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you want more information. Buyinsurancehere.com. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invites you to call upon them when you are getting ready to get your mortgage, get pre-approved for your home buying adventure. Anywhere in the U.S., call Mario, 231-332-6505. When it comes to removing trees that fall during the winter months, have my friends at Kuiper Tree Care do it. Reach out to them, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. If you have any nominations for the asshole of the day, I nominate Chris D for sending that pile of shit scavenger hunt wild goose chase Joe Burrow story. Yesterday, it was the Protestant Reformed Church. Who can it be today? Chris nominates Ohio guy. Yeah, what the fuck was his name? I've got it. Ohio. Flag plant. Asshole. That is your asshole of the day. For this, the 12th of December, 2024. Thank you again, folks. I appreciate you so much. You guys are great, and I will talk to you on the Patreon for the bonus podcast happening in, well, I guess I don't exactly know. Sometime this afternoon. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.